M38 recording length 08 minutes and 25 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 38 open cluster M38, NGC 1912. Type E, in irida.m38.jpg, write ascension 05, 28.4, H colon M, declination plus 35, 50, deg colon M, distance 4.2, cli. Visual brightness 7.4, mag, apparent dimension 21.0, arc min, discovered by Giovanni Battista Hadrianu before 1654, Messier 38, Million 38, NGC 1912, as one of the three Messier open clusters in the southern part of constellation Auriga, lying only 2.5 degree northwest, preceding, of M36. This cluster was silently discovered by Hadrianu before 1654, and independently found by Le Gentil in 1749. Charles Messier included it in his catalogue on September 25, 1764. Its brightest stars form a pattern resembling the Greek letter pi, or, according to Webb, an oblique cross. At its distance of 4,200 light-years, its angular diameter of about 20. Corresponds to about 25 light-years, similar to that of its more distant neighbor M37. It is of intermediate age, about 220 million years according to the Sky Catalog 2000, and contains a yellow giant of mag 7.9 and spectral type G0 as its brightest member. This corresponds to an absolute magnitude of minus 1.5, or a luminosity of 900 suns. For comparison, the Sun would appear as faint as only mag 15.3 from the distance of M38. Kennicle and Jones has a significantly smaller distance of only 2,750 light-years. The Trumpler class of M38 is given as II. 2. R by all sources. Messier 38 observations and descriptions discovered by Giovanni Battista Hadrianu before 1,654. Independently rediscovered by Le Gentil in 1,749. Messier, M38, September 25, 1764 38.5 h 12 meters 41s, 78 d 10, 12, plus 36 d 11, 51, cluster of small stars in Auriga, near the star Sigma, little distant from the two preceding clusters M36 and M37. This one is of square shape and contains no nebulosity, if one takes care to examine it with a good telescope. Its extension is about 15, of arc, diam, 15, membacid for 1771, p449-450, first Messier catalogue, in the night of September 25th to 26, 1764, I have discovered a cluster of small stars in Auriga, near the star Sigma of that constellation, little distant from the two preceding clusters. This one is of square shape, and doesn't contain any nebulosity. If one examines it with a good instrument, its extension may be 15 minutes of arc. I have determined its position. Its right ascension was 78 d 10, 12, and its declination 36 d 11, 51, north, p458, 1764.sep.25, ra, 78.10.12, dec, 36.11.51.b. Diam, 0.15, cluster of small stars, near the star Sigma Aurigae, and little distant from the two preceding clusters M36 and M37. Bode, Bode 9, a star cluster. Koeller, Koeller number 38 above W in Auriga. Caroline Herschel October 13, 1782, observed a nebula below Phi Aurigae. This may be M38, M36. Or M37. William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 654, 1805, November 23. Review. Large 10-foot reflector. A cluster of scattered, pretty large bright, stars of various magnitudes, of an irregular figure. It is in the Milky Way. Smythe, CCIV 204, M38. CCIV 38 million Aurigae, R5H 18 meters 41s, DEC N35D 44.9 mean epoch of observation, 1835.80 October 1835, position 251D.0, W1, difference of 14.5, W1, a rich cluster of minute stars, on the wagoner's left thigh, at which a remarkable pair in the following are here estimated, a mag, 7, yellow, and B9, pale yellow, having a little companion about 25, often the SF south following, say, quarter. Messier discovered this in 1764, and described it as a mass of stars of a square formed without any nebulosity, extending to about 15, of a degree. But it is singular that the palpable cruciform shape of the most clustering part did not attract his notice. It is an oblique cross, with a pair of large bright stars in each arm, and a conspicuous single one at the center, the whole followed by a bright individual of the seventh magnitude. The very unusual shape of this cluster recalls the sagacity of Sir William Herschel's speculations upon the subject, and very much favors the idea of an attractive power lodged in the brightest part, for although the form be not globular, it is plainly to be seen that there is a tendency towards sphericity, by the swell of the dimensions as they draw near the most luminous place, denoting, as it were, a stream, or time, of stars, setting toward the center. As the stars in the same nebula must be very nearly all at the same relative distance from us, and they appear to be about the same size brightness, Sir William infers that the real magnitudes must be nearly equal, granting, therefore, that these nebulae and clusters of stars are formed by their mutual attraction. He concludes that we may judge of the relative age by the disposition of their component parts, those being the oldest which are the most compressed. To fish up this object, a line from Rigel must be carried northwards through Beta Tauri, on the tip of the bull's left horn, and about 7 deg beyond, where it will be intersected by the ray from Capella to Betelgeuse 6. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1119, GC 1119 equals M38, Ra 5H 19 meters 17.0s, NPD 54D 17, 36.1, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, VL, VRI, IF, St. L and S7 observations by W. and J. Herschel, cluster, bright, very large, very rich, irregular figure shape, large and small bright and faint, stars, drier, and GC 1912, and GC 1912 equals GC 1119, M38, Ra 5H 19 meters 17s, NPD 54D 17.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, VL, VRI, IF, St. L and S, equals M38 cluster, bright, very large, very rich, irregular figure shape, large and small bright and faint, stars, content car as if said, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.